On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the gospel truth. I'm now into the middle of my fourth week talking about God wants you well. And I have spent a lot of effort on this, a lot of time on it, because this is a topic that there's a lot of confusion about. Many people don't believe God wants us well. Many people teach that God actually is the one who makes us sick and that this comes from God. And I've tried to counter all of that. There's just so much teaching and attitudes that are contrary to the Scripture. It just takes time. You know, I've got a lot of other things I want to teach on, but I'm just taking my time working through this because I believe that the end result is going to be that it'll help us to renew our mind in this area and start receiving the miraculous power of God. What I've been talking about for the last week, actually a little more than a week, is talking about why isn't everyone healed? And I was taking the example from Matthew chapter 17 where the disciples of Jesus tried to cast the demon out of a boy, and they believed that they had that power. They had exercised it before, but this time they didn't see it work. And so they were confused and said, why couldn't we cast him out? And Jesus said, it's because of your unbelief. And I've been trying to make the point that it's not just a matter of faith. Faith has to be void of unbelief. And yet you can believe and disbelieve at the same time, or that's what the Scripture calls wavering. And I tell you, most of our wavering comes because we've been taught the wrong thing. And I'm going to continue teaching on this, but you know what I want to do right now is to share a testimony with you from about Hannah Terades. And I tell you, this teaching has really, really touched my life. Of course, it's a blessing to see this little girl who is in the last stages of life. She was dying, and she would have been dead, to see her completely healed and now to see her running around our building. This happened over in England, and the parents and both sets of grandparents, when they saw the power of God, they sold homes, they gave up jobs, and they came to our Bible college in the UK, and they've been sitting under the Word so that they could learn these truths that helped heal their granddaughter and their daughter. And then Ashley and Carly Terades, the parents, have now moved over here to the United States, and they're on staff with us at our Colorado Springs Bible School. And I see Hannah every once in a while, and I tell you, this is such a powerful testimony. And let me just introduce this by saying that Ashley and Carly really manifest or describe or illustrate, I guess is the word I'm looking for. They illustrate the way that so many people, I'm sure, watching this program right now were. They were Christians. They loved God. They believed God could heal. But they had no assurance that He wanted to heal. And every person who saw their daughter, they prayed with them. But they had no assurance that God wanted it done. And because of this, they had all of this fear and this unbelief, this doubt, unbelief about, would God really do it? And when they came across my teaching and heard me saying emphatically that God wants you well, the exact same things that you're listening to, this teaching on God wants you well, is the thing that grabbed their attention, and they started getting hold of the Word of God, and because of it, they saw an absolutely supernatural, miraculous healing of their little daughter. And it's just awesome. So anyway, we're going to play the first part of this. This is going to take 2 days for us to give you the entire testimony. Today we'll not bring you up until the actual healing of Hannah, but it's going to show you the situation they were in, how desperate it was. And I tell you, you're going to be blessed by this, and I really want to encourage you to pay attention, because the same thing that worked for Ashley and Carly and Hannah Terades will work for you. So watch this, and I'll be right back at the end of our program.
The healing journey of Hannah Terades begins with a terrible disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. It also begins with the journey of an Andrew Womack teaching tape titled, Your New Identity in Christ. Sent to England in 1990, this tape was lost until February 2006, when suddenly it became the key to a whole new life for one very sick little girl. This is Hannah's story.
Right from day one, we knew that Hannah was going to be special. She was a child that surprised us right from her conception. And I was shocked to find out I was expecting a third baby so quickly.
I suppose it really started when we realised Hannah was ill and we realised she was seriously ill.
She was a funny colour, and I didn't say anything to Carly at the time, but I felt uneasy about what she looked like.
She used to wake up in the night absolutely screaming in pain, and people would say, well, that's just colic. And we had to keep sort of holding her over our lap till she was sick, and it really got quite stressful because as grandparents we were quite worried about her.
She wasn't feeding. She'd take maybe a couple of sucks of her formula and then she would just not be interested. Or if she'd drink any, she'd then vomit it straight back up again.
She started off not taking milk very well. We tried all different types of milks.
She'd be constantly waking at night time. She wouldn't settle, and then when she did go to sleep, she'd be waking up just screwing her legs up in pain. And then out would come all the formula that she'd drunk during the day.
When we used to babysit her, she used to wake up with terrific pains. We didn't know what to do. And just to see her to suffer the way she was at the time, it was heartbreaking.
And then when it came to weaning her, she couldn't swallow lumps at all. So we'd have to mash her food down. And this was even when she was like 3 years old.
I remember going to the house and having all these little jars, which always reminded me of little baby food that she was taking. And this went on, and nothing seemed to be happening. And what is this problem, you know? And Carly said to me, you know, it's like they don't know enough about this.
This is Hannah's personal child health record. It was given to her when she was born, and it will carry through until she's five. In it is recorded any appointment with a health professional, and at each of those occasions they would record her weight and height for her age. As you can see, it goes through from 11 days is the first marking there, so when she came out of the hospital, and the last one is 3 years, 11 months. So there's quite a big track record there of what she weighed and how she fluctuated in her weight and height for her age. This red line in the centre here would be what an average child should weigh, and this red area at the top and at the bottom is like a danger zone. So if the marks fall within those lines, then there's a severe problem. As you can see from Hannah's little marks down here, she never quite made it onto the graph. This chart goes from age 1 up to 5, so we can see Hannah's line plotted again across the bottom, going up and down. And at the age of about 3 and a half, she was about the same size as a 9-month-old baby.
Some people were telling me that, you know, God wanted to heal her, but sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. I was getting all different types of advice, some extreme. Some advice was saying, well, maybe you've done something, maybe this is judgment on you. In my heart, I got to the point, well, if the Lord wants her to die for his glory, then so be it. And that's how messed up I was in my thinking, if you like, because I'd had a lot of religious teaching to say that God takes lives away, and, you know, maybe God wants her in heaven more than on earth, and things like that.
So eventually, we'd had all kind of tests done at the local hospital. They referred us to a specialist children's hospital in London, and there she had a camera investigation, and they put a camera down her throat when she was asleep under anaesthetic, and they took some biopsies. And when the biopsies came back, they said that she had a really rare autoimmune disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. Now, basically, that has two sides to it. That has, on one hand, it's an allergic-type reaction. And then on the other hand, she had another part of the disease, which was autoimmune-based. So her immune system would go into overdrive. Whenever she ate something, it would go into overdrive, thinking it was like some sort of foreign invader and attack it.
She started deteriorating, she started losing weight. She was always very, very small, but now she started losing weight, and her hair was getting brittle, and her skin started going like translucent, and she lost energy. She was toilet trained, and she lost that because she just lost so much weight, and she couldn't really play properly. She didn't have much energy, and it just deteriorated. And I suppose the last 6 months was the worst. She really went downhill, and they tried several different extreme methods. The last one was they went to the tube directly into her stomach to feed her.
Actually, we were taking the boys up to my mum's. She lived a few hours away. She was going to look after them while Hannah went to have her operation to have her tube fitted into her stomach.
But they'd got a car that didn't have a CD deck in it, only had a tape deck. And she said, Ashley said to me, have you got anything, any resources in your drawer that I could borrow? So I dug some stuff out and I said, well, I've got some real oldie stuff if you want it right at the back of the drawer. I said, I don't know if you want to listen to it, though. I said, because your father-in-law got fed up with the accent on this tape that he wouldn't listen to it anymore.
And we put it in, and this like squeaky American accent came out. And it was Andrew's tape, Your New Identity in Christ. And when we listened to that tape, it was like all these scriptures just opened up to us. And when I read it for myself, like Psalm 103 and 1 Peter 2:24, and just all them things, by his stripes you were healed. You know, he's the Lord. He heals all our diseases and redeems us from the curse. All these things. Sickness was a curse that we'd been redeemed from. All these truths just came flooding out. And it's like that one tape just opened the whole world up to us.
God gave us revelation after revelation of the true nature of his nature, of who we were in him, of his will about healing. And I went home, my wife and Hannah was in hospital. I went home and went on the internet and downloaded lots and lots of teaching, God Wants You Well series, all free from Andrew's website, and listened to them over and over.
And Ashley would download all these teachings onto my MP3 player, and I'd be laying in the hospital bed next to Hannah, kind of getting this revelation, like, are you listening to this, Hannah? You know, God wants you well, you've been healed, and you know, we just got to receive it. And she's like, yeah. But, I mean, I tried sharing this with other people, but they just kind of didn't really get it. And they were just like, yeah, but you got to be careful, because what about those people that aren't healed? You know, you look around you and not everyone is healed. So how can you say that it's a simple thing? I'm like, yeah, but it is a simple thing. I know the problem isn't with God.
And this was a major breakthrough for us, because we started to have confidence in the fact that God's will was to heal our daughter, which up until that point we didn't know. We wasn't sure whether it was God's will to heal her or not. Now we knew it was God's will to heal her. We could do something about it. And this coincided with they put the tube in her to feed her.
I can remember it as if probably it was yesterday, because we went up in this room. It was quite high up. There were three or four beds in there, but Hannah was the only child, and it somehow seemed even worse. It made her seem even worse. She was so tiny. She was irritable, and she was really in a lot of pain. And once they started pulling her about with various blood tests and things, she would just scream. And as a grandparent, it just broke my heart to see her like that.
This is a special medical formula. It's very, very expensive. It's about £90 a tin at the time when Hannah was using it. It's hypoallergenic. It's just amino acids. And basically, she had this because her body couldn't accept any protein. So the idea is that if we broke the food down into amino acids, then it would trick the body into thinking that it wasn't accepting a protein, so that she'd be able to absorb the nutrition and grow. And we used to use these scales. These are gram scales. And we had to measure per gram to an exact amount the amount of formula to water to reconstitute the powder. This was the pump that would pump the formula through the tube and into her stomach. The pump would go, it would be strapped into these straps here, and then a different shape bag would be slotted in here and all strapped in securely. So most of the time we would slot this bag into a little children's trolley, like a pull-along suitcase on wheels.
She was so good with this pack in the back. She used to carry along, sometimes dragging in the floor, you know. I can just see her there, you know, very, very fragile, but she still have, well, she's a lovely, lovable child.
So this wasn't treatment, this wasn't going to make her better, but this was going to sustain her. At least she might start putting on weight. So when we first took her home, it was starting to work. But then, about 2 days later, I think we took her home on the Friday, by the Sunday, she was vomiting again and she was reacting to it and she was going downhill again, and it was clear that it wasn't working.
Just to see her, like I say, you know, I'd come away and my emotions just wanted to, you know, cry out. I was angry, really, I suppose, if the truth be known, with the doctors, that they couldn't find the answer to this.
We've been listening to all these teachings, and we just knew that the crunch time was coming, that somehow this had to happen, this healing had to happen soon, because she was running out of time.
At Andrew's teaching, he was the only man I'd heard who was confident that God wanted my daughter healed. No one else I talked to had that confidence. They all maybe. So, but Andrew said, God wants your daughter well, you know, on his tapes. So I wondered if I could meet him. So I went on the internet, and I looked on his schedule, and it had one conference in the UK, because it's an American ministry, obviously. There's one conference in the UK, so I looked it up. It said the 16th of March.
The conference was the next day, and I mean, that blows me away. That's just, God is so good.
So we put straight in the car. We drove up to Walsall, where the conference was.
You can't take your baby out of hospital and take your children out of school and just go to the middle of nowhere to see someone you've never heard, that no one's ever heard of, that we knew of anyway, and to this conference. It's irresponsible, you know? But it was inside. It's like, no, God put everything in place. And we, at that point, we were focused on him, and it didn't matter what people said. We were going to go for this.
My faith at the time was, if only I could get Andrew to pray for her. And it wasn't that I was putting my faith in a man, I was putting my faith in God, I know that. But he was the only man who believed it enough, and I wanted to go and see him so he could, you know, he could pray for her. And I knew it was going to be the Lord that's healed her.
When we first got there, it was a real struggle, because Hannah was particularly sick, and we were staying in a motel and travelling to the conference every day for the sessions. And we put the boys into the children's ministry. But Hannah was just too sick. She would just lay at our feet in the conference on the floor, and she had a little DVD player with headphones, so she'd be listening to the DVD player until she'd got just too uncomfortable. She'd still be attached to her feeding tube.
So we was going up to the conference in the view of getting Andrew to pray for her. Now, the opportunity never arose.
After each session, there was always a ministry time where Andrew would get up and get the students to pray for people. And every time we tried to go forward with Hannah to get her prayed for, because that's what we went there for, something would happen, though. The children would come early out of children's church, or Hannah would start with she'd get pain, or there'd be a distraction, or one of the boys would be upset about something, or they didn't do it how they did it the night before. Something would happen, and we never got to get at the front.
Our other two children were in the children's work, and was on her own with Hannah, but she was in so much pain. She wouldn't stop screaming. She wouldn't stop crying. We couldn't comfort her. She was rolling around on the floor in pain. Now, a lot of the other parents thought she's having a tantrum, or you know, she's just having a bad day, and she's having a tantrum. And we were looked on a bit as, you know, get control of her. But there was nothing we could do to console her. We tried everything.
We went in the creche room to get away from the auditorium to be a bit quieter, and just the room cleared within seconds of all these sleeping babies. I don't know what they must have thought.
This was the last day now. She hadn't been prayed for. She was getting worse, and I was getting mixed up emotions, and part of me was feeling just despair, and I was feeling at the end of myself, if you like, with this. And I was thinking, if this doesn't work, then, you know, this was my last resort, if you like. And I didn't give up on God, but I was thinking, maybe we've gone too far. Maybe this isn't going to work.
We knew that her body was rejecting the formula, basically. So the time was very short. And the time on the conference was very short. And we were just despairing at that point, thinking, we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed?
Man, I know that this testimony about Hannah's healing is blessing you. Of course, we haven't got to the healing part yet, but you've got to, first of all, before you really appreciate what God has done, is to realize how desperate her situation was. And as they described on this DVD, the doctors had done everything that they could do. This was beyond man's ability. According to the doctors, little Hannah Terades was going to die, and she only just had a matter of days. And I also want to point out something else, that when Ashley and Carly came to these meetings in Walsall, England, they weren't able to get to me the first couple of days. Their kids, you know, they were in the children's ministry, and then Hannah was in so much pain that she was crying, and they would have to take her out of the service. And they were back in the creche. For those of you that aren't from England, that's talking about the nursery where the little kids were. And they were back there, and they were unable to be a part of the service. And desperation and fear began to set in on them. And I just want to point this out, that you know what? They got a miraculous healing. Tomorrow we're going to show you the rest of this testimony, and I tell you, it's awesome. It's going to bless you. But it didn't come without effort. They had to spend time for weeks downloading teachings off of our website. Let me just point out, there are many of you who are in just as desperate a situation, and yet you aren't taking control of your situation. You're just still praying and throwing your prayer out and asking God, oh God, please help me. But then you're sitting there and like a couch potato watching as the stomach turns on the television, and you're not doing anything. Ashley and Carly got hold of the Word. They started feeding this Word. And as you will see on the program tomorrow, if they hadn't have known what the Word said, they would have had Satan steal this healing from them. That was a very important part of this, was them getting hold of the Word. And then they had to go do something. They left. They took the kids out of school. They did all kinds of things. It cost them money and effort. It was hard on Hannah to travel, and yet they brought her to a service. It was a long ways away from where they lived. They didn't just go one time. They stayed day after day, even though they were having negative experiences, and they persevered. And these same things are going to be true on the part of every person watching this. Even if you've come to believe now that it is God's will for you to be well, I can guarantee you Satan is going to try and hinder you from receiving your healing. And you're going to have to persevere. You may have to do something that isn't convenient, something that doesn't feel good. But I encourage you to persevere, to seek God. It's not that God is hard to be found. It's that we have an enemy that is trying to sidetrack us and trying to block the things of God. And we have to persevere and go through those things. Also, let me point out one other thing before I let you go today, and that is that Ashley and Carly went to our website and they started downloading all of these teachings free. The very tape that they listened to at first was a tape that the grandmother had, and it was sent from the United States, I forget the exact time, around 1995 or something, free by our partners. It was a free tape. If it hadn't have been for our partners, the people who help us to accomplish this ministry and make our materials so that they're available to people free of charge, so that we have over 300 different subjects that are downloadable free of charge on our website, if it wasn't for our partners, they wouldn't have ever had this tape. They wouldn't have ever got those teachings. They wouldn't have ever come to that meeting. Their daughter wouldn't be healed. And there would be another couple today mourning over the loss of a child and trying to deal with that and go through the rest of their life. You know, I just want to say thanks to our partners. I really want to thank you. If it wasn't for you, Ashley and Carly and Hannah Terades would not have received this miracle. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be on television. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be putting out hundreds and thousands and millions of CDs and DVDs. We've now put out over 6 million of them. So thanks to our partner. Remember, watch again tomorrow as we conclude this program on Hannah Terades.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, God Wants You Well, is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430.
The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scripture CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? Is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are being blessed by this teaching, and not only is it helping you, but you know that there are many people that just haven't heard this good news that God loves them and wants them well, and you're excited about the word going out. You know, I'd like to ask you, if you haven't yet become a partner with us, to please become a partner and help us get this truth out. We spend close to $1 million a month in just television and radio airtime, and it's about to increase dramatically. And I couldn't do that by myself. The only reason I can do this is because other people recognize that God is using this ministry to set people free and get the truth to them, and they want to help. And so we have people who are partners. If you haven't yet become a partner, we have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar May 13th through the 15th and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp May 28th through the 31st. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference June 28th through July 2nd and in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 15th through the 17th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to join us tomorrow for the dramatic conclusion of Hannah's healing journey.